Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Rambam, Hilchos, Melachim. We are zoiche to be on Perek Aleph in Halachos Ches and Tes. We've already seen the flows Gedolos Mitodas Hashem. And we look forward to Siyata D'Shmaya, to more of the same, again based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Agon HaGadol, Reb David Yitzchak Manzatzal, whose Torah is just Hafle V'Fela Pile Ploiz Mamish. And in the previous Shiurim, we saw the Yisoid that there's a concept called Melech Yisrael, who is Kiblu Alayu, that the Am Yisrael accepted it was a Melech. And he's not a melech l'chol in yonif, he's just a shalek b'foyal. We saw that can even apply to a melech of Beis David, like a Rechavam inviter. But the proper melech Beis David is a melech al pi Hashem. And of course, that's the melech of Sem Tosi Melech HaMelech. And that Yerovam, the Rambam is telling us that Yerovam had a din of a real melech. And that's the Rambam in Halacha Ches. Because the Malchus was taken away from Malchei Beis David and given to Yerovam Alpinovi. So it could be that that's what the Rambam is telling us. But that's even a kiyum of Soim Tosim. Well, the Chol Dinei HaMalchus, he's the Melech. Ad Kan, Tamsis Sheva Tamsis, of what we learned recently, and now we will continue on weiter. So it would appear that since all of the Rambam over here is not coming to tell us that it's shaykh to have a king from Yisrael who is not Mimalchei Beis David, because that we already know, that can be done Alpi Kabbalah. Alpi Kabbalah, that Inyan is Shaykh, that they have a king, where they just accept it upon themselves. And that's not what the Rambam is telling us over here. Because you can have a Melech Limi Yisrael. If the Jews would just accept this king upon themselves, he's a Melech. Like Achov, for example, we spoke about, who had a din melech. And even we saw in the Radbaz, melech es humlach al pinavi, yosher eskimu alav kol Yisrael. So even eskimu alav kol Yisrael is a melech. And the whole kamashman here of the Rambam is that there is a possibility of having a Shem Melech Yisrael legamrei from the parsha of Malchus of Soim Tosim Olecho Melech, which is the parsha of Malchus of Kol Yisrael, whose job is lekabetz Kol Umosenu, like the Rambam passes that the job of the king is to unite everybody, and that's shayich even to a melech Yisrael, like Yerovam. That's the kamashman here of the Rambam. And that's the hadgosha of the Rambam over here, when he says, Harei ze melech, v'chol mitzvois ha-malchus no ha-gos bo. Not only is he king, but all the mitzvahs of Malchus are noyeg in this king. All the mitzvahs of Malchus apply to him. He's a full-fledged king. Shelechoyra, kevin shehu melech. Once he's king, it's pashut that kol mitzvahs ha-malchus noyeg lesbo. אז למה הוא צריך הרמב״ם להשמיענו כאן את הדבר הזה כחידוש נוסף? אבל לפי דברינו, אף על פי שיש מלכות מדין קבלה, of course there's a מלכות מדין קבלה, like we said, nevertheless we can say that's all for koyach מלכות ושלטון, but for איסורי ודיני מלך, which are explicated in the Rambam, in the third perek, with regard to ribui noshim, susim, kesef, zov, having too many wives, horses, gold, silver. Since he's not a melech mitzad the gavra atzmoi, he's a shoylet, he's a moylech, but bat smuso, he's a ruler, but bat smuso, he is not himself a ruler, he is ruling, he is doing the act of ruling, but intrinsically he's not a melech. The isurim hamevuarim berambam beperek gimel are in shayach to him, like it's explained in the Rishonim about the chiluk between melochim and shoftim, that even though the shoftim had koyach malchus, however isurei melucha they didn't have. And this is explained earlier by Rabbeinu in Halacha Gimel. Shoftim had koyach malchus, but they didn't have isurei melucha. V'nitba'er le'el b'halacha gimel. So it's the same word with Malchei Yisrael, that they have malchus, but the Yisurim don't apply to them, Yisurim Malucha. And Kamash Malan here, that you can have a Metzius where it does, like by Yerovam. And with this we could be Miyashev Das HaRambam, B'Perek Gimel HaLocha Beis, that Pilakshim are included in the 18 wives that are 18 women that are permitted to a king. And he's not allowed to add even Palakshin, or a sort of pseudo-wives we've discussed in the past, the gather of Pilagesh, various Shittas HaRishonim, Ein Kana Mokon. So Ein Sham B'Rambam, U'Bahasagotav, Shel HaRa'avad, V'Yitba'er Be'ezrat Hashem V'Halan B'Mkomo. And in the Chidush HaRan, in the Seif Perek Beis Shel Sanhedrin, he asked from Rechavam, it's Mavur B'Sefer Divrei Hayom in Beis, Perek Yud Aleph L'Gabei Rechavam, that he married 18 women, and he had 60 Pilagshim. Look in Patsuk Chof Aleph over there. U'Ledas HaRambam, Harei Gam HaPilagshim B'Chlal HaIsur. ואין בזה בשאלה סייבץ בחלק בי סימן תסבור, ובתשוב אסחיים שאל בסימן צעד יעין שם. אז מה הפשט כאן? איך רחבם לקח כל כך הרבה נשים? Comes out 78 women, all together. Can make for a pretty complicated life. In any event, we're not talking here about the emotional side, we're talking about the halachic side. How is that possible? If he's a king, now I'd have more than 18. So based on what we said, for the Isur of Ribui Noshim, Rechavam didn't have a din melech, since Yerovam was melech Yisrael, he was the proper melech. And therefore Rechavam was allowed to have a Ribui Palakshim. But this seems to be a little bit shver, because Rechavam married only 18 women, punkt, v'diyuk. So it's mashma that since he was a king, he was only mutter by 18 women, so he did have the isser of lo yar ve lo noshim. Nevertheless, he was moisif pelakshim. And what about Das HaRambam that includes pelakshim? And how can we say that he didn't have the din melech l'inyan isser zeh? Why did he only take 18? So maybe the 18 weren't b'dinei ha-melech, maybe punk, that's how many he had. You like the number, 18, chai. Can you get chiyus from your wives? So that's a tzatzor chiyum, but it could be that the Chavim didn't have a proper din melech, and the Mela, he was allowed to have more women than the 18. Uboifen acher yesh loyman. Like this, In other words, that's first way we said kol mitzvos nagos bo. And the Rambam telling us that he has a proper din melech, even though he's melech Yisrael. We can also say, when the Rambam says that all the mitzvahs are nagos bo, based on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Esim Kuf Ayin Gimel, the Sefer Dvorov Sham, the Koteva Rambam, after he writes, the Chiyuv Misas Moirid B'Malchus, Shekol Moirid B'Malchus Yeh Adamo Imuter LaMelech Shehukam Al Pi HaTorah. That any Moirid B'Malchus, his blood is permitted for the king who was established, who was raised Al Pi Torah. Ad Kan Lashon HaRambam. So we have to understand why the Rambam added Legabe Moirid B'Malchus this din of Al Pi HaTorah. L'chayra kol dinei HaMelech Shekosav Shom HaRambam Tzrichim Baze Melech Shehukam Al Pi HaTorah. אנחנו לא מבינים למה דווקא מוירד במלכוס, the Rambam writes, it's מלך שהוא קם על פי תורה. So, from this is משמע, שדעס הרמב״ם כדעס התוספות בסנהדרין, that we mentioned in an earlier shiur, we see in Tosfos based on the Aruch Lener, that a king who wasn't crowned on Yisrael and Yehuda Me'es HaMakoyim has Kama Dinei Malchus, but not L'chol Parshas HaMelech. Ayin Sham, Tosis in the Aruch Lener. And if so, a king, Al Kippa Kabbalah Yisrael, which isn't Al Pi HaMakoyim, even though he's a Melech L'Kama Dinei Malchus, nevertheless, L'Gabei Chiv Nisa, the Moirid B'Malchus, he's not going to have a din melech. Because of this, the Rambam only here emphasized that he's a melech al pi haTorah. In other words, al pi Navi v'Sanhedrin, v'shar ha'alochos that the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel earlier. And this is not like the Radbaz, who writes the Zechi of Misa b'morit b'melech shekiblu aleihem. No, the Rambam is holding that there is no chiyuv misa, b'moirid b'malchus, if they were just makabel b'melech. They have to be makabel improperly. And that's what the Rambam added here. Shehu melech, lo rak machmas hakabol, ela midin melech me'es hamakoyim. And therefore, not only is he melech, but all mitzvahs malchus olav, including merida b'malchus. So, seif davol, the Rambam is telling us here, kol mitzvahs hamalchus olav, that he even has the isurim, because a melech shekiblu alai who doesn't have isurim of ribui nashim and susim kesef and zav, this melech does. Or Mel Shekabu Alai doesn't have a din of Merida B'Malchus. He isn't Shaykh L'Kol Parshas HaMelech. But this Melech is, this Yerovam was Shaykh B'Kol Parshas HaMelech, including Dinei Merida B'Malchus. Umvoar Heitev, Chshav, Anachnu Mevinim, Mehirim Ubehirim Devrei HaRambam. שהוא מוסיף כאן את הפסוק ולבנו אתן שבט אחד למען היוסניר לדוד עבדי כל היום עם לפוני בירושלים. The Rambam adds that even though I'm giving the Malchus to Yisrael, to Yerovam, but to the son of Solomon I'm going to give one tribe, the tribe of Judah, and included in that the tribe of Benjamin, in order that there be a nir le David, this light of Malchus to David Avdi all the days in front of me in Jerusalem. I chose Jerusalem. Shetzarich iyun kanal, kevan sheba lechadesh melech miYisrael, ma inyan kan leosif she'ino melech biYerushalayim. He's coming to tell us that we need a melech for all of Israel. So what does the pasuk have to add? The Navi have to add that he's not going to be a melech in Yerushalayim. It isn't about Yerushalayim, it's about the rest of Israel. So based on what we're saying, the Rambam is coming to explain, meaning not the Navi, meaning the Rambam is coming to tell us that there's going to be a melech miYisrael. So why is the Rambam adding the pasuk that he's not going to be a melech in Yerushalayim? It's not the point. The Rambam's point is there's a melech over the rest of Israel. It's not this, he's not talking b'chalal about Yerushalayim. So why does the Rambam find it necessary to tell us that he's not melech in Yerushalayim? So based on what we said, the Rambam is coming to explain that we shouldn't have a kasha. Shechal Shem Melech Yisrael al Melech Mishiftei Yisrael. It shouldn't be difficult in your eyes, in what the Rambam writes, that he has a Shem Melech Yisrael, even though he's a Melech Mishiftei Yisrael, and not from Malchus Beis David. Because to have a Shem Melech Yisrael, you have to be Makabetz Kolum Oseinu. You have to have him be a Melech Al Kol Yisrael. So how's he a Melech Al Kol Yisrael if he's not a Melech in Yerushalayim? So on that, the Rambam adds the pasuk that it's only a geder of Nir b'Yerushalayim. This nir can be a malchus, a memshala. Rashi says memshala, nir milashon ol. Others say it's milashon ner. That's what we explained in the previous year, like a light, which is a remez to the malchus. V'hainu, lo malchus mechulekes. It's not pshat that the malchus is split up. That Yerovam is molech al chelek zeh, v'Rechovam molech al chelek zeh, ela she Yerovam u melech kol Yisrael, v'Rechovam ba'oisem malchus nir b'Yerushalayim. And that's that he's just going to have this little malchus in Yerushalayim, but really Yerovam is the king. So the Rambam is telling us, don't think that Yerovam is not the king, because what Rechovam has is just a nir, it's just a light, it's just a little bit of a yoke, a little bit of a kingship, but it's like Kesar and Pal Klag Kesar, like we spoke about in the previous year. There's the ruler Be'etzim, and then somebody who's ruling with Moshe Befoel, but he's not a ruler Be'etzimus, so he's not an intrinsic ruler. So this Malchus that he has in Yerushalayim, Rechovam has, is not a real Malchus. And therefore you see that there's a Tshayach Tavashem Melech Yisrael, even on a Melech Mishar Shiftei Yisrael. And that's the whole Kamash Malan of the Rambam here. The Rambam is bringing this pasuk to show us Rechavim was a king, and don't be bothered by the fact that Rechavim had Yerushalayim. He's not really the king there. This is just a near. He's getting a little bit of a malchus over there so that he can rule b'foal the covet of David, but it's not really a malchus b'atzmuso. So this was pretty awesome. Actually, very, very awesome. And יש עוד הרבה הרבה מה לדבר, מוריי ורבותיי. אז אני מבקש מכבוד הקהל הקדוש להישאר איתנו. בעזרת השם, בלי נדר, אנחנו נמשיך ונראה נפלאות רבות מתורת השם. And please God, we will see amazing things, more amazing things. And I just ask that you stay tuned. And I'm very gratified that you stayed until now. We learned so much together on this topic, this amazing topic. Thank you so much for listening. Sof Tavar, Hakol Nishma. את האלוקים ירא, ואת מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם. תודה שהקשבתם, והנה להם להמשיך הלאה. שלום שלום.